Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So I like to look up at the sky. Mm-hmm. I like to see what's going on with the planets and the stars. But I also like to satellite stare.
Satellite stare. Do you have a telescope that you do this with?
Nope. I do it with my naked eye.
Okay.
Now, satellites are actually pretty easy to spot unless you're in a brightly lit area like right underneath a streetlight.
Mm-hmm.
You simply have to just stand still, look up, and just wait. If you see a spot moving through the sky that is not flashing, that is a constant white light, that is a man-made object. That is a satellite in outer space or mm-hmm. in suborbit that you're watching float over.
Yeah.
Took Patches out to the bathroom last night. It was 7 o'clock-ish. I see coming across the sky a satellite. I grab my phone, pull it out, and I go straight to my favorite app for looking at this kind of thing. It's called Sky Guide.
Okay.
And all you have to do is point it with the app open up at it. The camera then pulls into view everything you're seeing, and it labels it for you.
Stop it.
It goes, okay, there's Mars, there's the moon, and when you see the little thing streaking across your screen, you just tap it with your finger, and it tells you exactly what satellite that is.
What is this app called?
It's called Sky Guide. S-K-Y.
Guide.
G-U-I-D-E. This is how I always know when the International Space Station's floating over E-Town.
I thought you were just keeping up with it.
No, I'm not smart. I'm not smart at all. This is my secret weapon for watching the stars.
Well, I'm glad you're sharing this.
So I just dawned on me last night. I bring up stuff about outer space all the time, and I think people think I'm smart. Absolutely not.
Well, you're smart enough to have this app so that you can become smarter.
One of the kids told me about it.
Well, you could have claimed it for yourself.
Now, the cool thing is, it works 24/7. It'll work right now, but the sun is out, and you can't see stars because it's daytime.
It's cloudy.
Yeah. But my point is, it's always working.
Yeah.
But you can give it notifications of, I want to know when man-made objects go over. I want to see the constellations. I want to know the mythology behind them. I want alerts when stuff goes over.
That is so cool.
So I've got it set up on 5-minute alerts. And I had turned those off for a while because stuff flies over your head every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I've got it set back up again. 5 minutes before a satellite flies over my current location, wherever I am in the world, it'll notify me so I can go out and look.
That's awesome.
And I always just love looking. It makes me feel like as small and as minuscule as I am, the world is so big, and then the universe is even bigger, and we've got stuff out there in it.
And the technology to be able to just, mm-hmm. you know, pull that up and know what's going on. One thing that is similar yet different, Mackenzie has the plane app. Mm-hmm. Like, she loves planes.
Very similar to this technology.
Yeah, so when you see a plane going overhead, you can identify which plane it is, like mm-hmm. which flight it is, which airline. And so whenever we're close to an airport or something, she'll look it up and she'll say, oh, well, that one's going wherever. And I think it's cool. And so this is similar technology. And so you can just kind of check out the sky.
The one that flew over my house last night was an Argentinian satellite used for television.
Huh.
And evidently it flies over quite frequently because it's in a geostatic orbit above Earth.
That is so cool.
Pretty cool stuff.